Kinyan Lamed Gimel, the 33rd Kinyan of the Memches Devarim, Shatarat Nignes Bohem is Oyeves Atechachais. Literal translation, loving reproof. Someone who's mature could take constructive criticism. He puts his Aliyah Ruchnius ahead of his ego. He understands that whoever is giving him Musar is a Shliach of Hashem. Hashem is pointing out his flaws in order to make him a better person. This is how the Mili de Avos explains Oyeves Atechachais. Someone who loves getting rebuke and musr from others and uses it to grow. Rabbi Shamshon Rafael Hirsch takes it a step further and says that since the she'ifa, the goal for a ben Torah is perfection, both in the midos that he needs for his own personal growth and the midos that he needs to act to the people around him properly. When he gets musr, he should look at that person like a friend, not an enemy, and he should thank him, he says, with all his heart, and regard him as someone who's doing him a tremendous favor. The Medrash Shmuel says, and this is something which a person has to really know that he's holding in this madrega before he gives musar to others, that people are often afraid to give musar because they're scared that if they give musar, they're not going to be at the same social standing with the people that they have to give musar to before they give the musar. So they avoid at all costs ever having to say anything that may ruffle the feathers of others. However, he says, it's a braisa, Masechtas Tamid, daf Chavches, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ezui Derech Yishara, Sheyavah Leha Adam, Yehaves Atechachos, Shekolz Mach Atechachos, Ba'olam Nachas Ruach, Ba'al La'olam, Toivo Bracha Ba'al La'olam, Vera'a Mistalekas Men La'olam, Shenemer Lumechichim, Yunam, or Yunam, Valeyem, Tavoy Birchas Toiv. Yehuda Nasi says that the upright way, the upright path that a person should choose for himself is that he should love Musar. For as long as Musar is heard in the world, pleasantness, ni'ima, comes into the world. And Toiva and Bracha come into this world as well. And Ra'a goes away, leaves the world. Like it says in the Pasuk in Mishle, L'mechichim yinam. And to those who give Musar, they shall have noyam, delight, and Bracha should come upon them. And the Medrash Shmuel says, this is going on the ones that are able to give the Musar in the proper way, even if it may ruffle feathers, but if it's meant to be done and they know how to do it and they have the standing and the credibility to do it, this is something which they shouldn't take lightly. And with this, they'll enable themselves and all others around them to grow and live a Torah lifestyle and be able to acquire the true madrigas of Kinyanei HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.